It was 20 years ago this week, another fight for justice was inspired, this one by a dramatic murder. Two white Detroit auto workers clubbed to death 27-year-old Asian-American Vincent Chin. Ronald Ebens and Michael Nitz were given 3 years probation and a $3,000 fine for the murder. Asian-Americans were outraged and organized to call attention to other civil rights violations. This weekend, Asian-American groups are meeting in memory of Vincent Chin's life and death and noting the progress they've made. NPR's Dwali Saikautau reports.
In 1982, Detroit was in a recession. The Big Four automakers were all struggling. In a speech to Congress, House member John Dingell even surprised his colleagues when he blamed the problems of the U.S. economy on, quote, little yellow men. Anti-Asian sentiments ran high.
Merely because someone happens to look a particular way doesn't mean that we should hold them responsible for actions that occur overseas that they have nothing to do with whatsoever.
Frank Wu was a teenager in the Detroit area when 27-year-old Vincent Chin was killed by the auto workers. Today, he's a professor of law at Howard University. In his book, Yellow, Race in America, Beyond Black and White, he writes about Chin's case.
What makes this crime different is that it affects not just the individual victim, but it's intended to and has the consequence of sending a chilling message to that victim's family, to their entire community, a message that you're not welcome and that you too could be the next victim.
Asian Americans demanded a federal investigation. In 1984, the higher courts charged Ebens and Nitz of violating Chin's civil rights. In 1987, a retrial acquitted both men of the hate crime. Nevertheless, journalist Helen Zia describes the Chin case as a turning point in Asian American history. She lived in Detroit when the murder occurred.
For Asian Americans and all Americans today, it really was symbolizes people coming to America to stand up and say, we are going to be in America as full Americans and participate and speak up and exercise our rights and our voices in this democracy.
One of the attorneys who represented Vincent Chin, Roland Huang, says Chin's case is even more important today because crimes against Asian Americans grow each year.
Scapegoating, ethnic stereotyping, anti-ethnic violence, they continue to be issues today. There's probably 400 to 500 cases of anti-Asian violence arising nationwide.
Tomorrow in Detroit, home of the landmark case, family and friends will go on a pilgrimage to the gravesite of Vincent Chin and remember his greatest defender, his mother, Lily. She died last week. Dwali Saikautau, NPR News, Washington.